Campbell, WRCO-FM, Richland Center, WRCE-FM 107.7 and AM 1450, Richland Center. Time now for an update at 7 Bells, sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and PCB Wealth Management. It is 11 degrees below zero.
It's that time of year again, the 15th annual Groundhog Day celebration at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center, and we're celebrating like never before. Will we see six more weeks of winter? It doesn't matter, because we're rolling out fantastic savings that will leave you springing for joy. We have over 80 pre-owned and programmed vehicles to choose from, all marked down for our Groundhog Day shadow sale as low as $99.87. Over 40 pre-owned trucks are available right now with fantastic finance options too. See our website at joneschev.com and see the inventory with over 70 new Chevrolets, including the Silverado and the all-new family-friendly Chevy Equinox. No matter what the groundhog predicts, you can drive away in your dream car ASAP. Now through February 1st, the 15th annual Groundhog Day celebration at Jones Chevrolet, your Chevy truck headquarters and where the best deals don't hibernate. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump has ordered an initial wave of 1,500 active-duty military personnel to the U.S.-Mexico border as part of his crackdown on illegal immigration, the first of those troops arriving today. At a series of ICE raids Thursday across the country, part of a nationwide enforcement following President Trump's executive order, Leticia Zavala is coordinator of a group which represents immigrant farm workers across North Carolina, some undocumented.
We help people have power of attorney so that other people can pick up the children that are in school if they get picked up at work or another place. We're telling people not to open the doors.
President Trump to travel to wildfire-ravaged Los Angeles today. Governor Gavin Newsom in California signing $2.5 billion in wildfire relief. A new study finds adults with ADHD tend to have shorter life expectancies. Researchers say one factor, those patients tend to be more impulsive, taking risks. This is ABC News. With airfare rates projected to soar this year, members of Congress now demanding an explanation from two of the country's biggest carriers, ABC's Andrea Fujii.
As analysts warn about airfares rising in the coming months by an average of nearly 20%, a bipartisan group of senators is demanding to know if airlines are charging you more for a ticket depending on your zip code. The senators writing a letter to the CEOs of budget carriers Spirit and Frontier Airlines, asking them to explain their apparent practice of using customers' personal information to charge different seat fees to passengers on the same flight.
Months after Brian Thompson was shot and killed in New York City, United Healthcare Group has named a new CEO, tapping insider Tim Noel, who previously led the company's Medicare and retirement business. Opening statements in the criminal case against rapper ASAP Rocky will begin in Los Angeles today. The rapper facing two felony counts of assault after allegedly shooting a former friend during an argument in 2021.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed. Not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress. Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
A check of forecast details will be coming up in just a little bit. If you're outside shivering, here's why. It's 11 degrees below zero. 7 minutes after seven.
No need to travel for exceptional care. At Gunderson Boscobel, we collaborate with other providers and healthcare systems to deliver safe, effective treatment plans close to home. Whether you need specialized IV medications such as chemotherapy or antibiotic therapy, port or PICC maintenance, or blood product transfusions, we make it easier to get the personalized care you need. Gunderson Boscobel, bringing love plus medicine and outpatient nursing services to you.
The snow and cold season is here, and Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric knows how to keep you warm and comfy. Get unparalleled warmth and efficiency with a Woodmaster outdoor furnace. Not only is wood a readily available resource, but it's inexpensive when compared to other fuel sources. And Woodmaster has been building industry-leading outdoor furnaces since 1989. Stay warm this winter with the help of Woodmaster and the folks at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 1011 Highway 14 East in Richland Center. Call 647-5500.
Friday, January 24th from 10 to 2, the Family Thrift Shop invites you to the Recreate and Redesign on a Dime event. Discover endless possibilities as local artists showcase creative displays and demonstrations, turning everyday items into something extraordinary. Explore innovative ideas, support local talent, and see how your thrift shop treasures can be transformed. Plus, every purchase helps our community, supporting great groups like the Richland Center Police Department, United Givers, and more. Shop local, give back, and get inspired. The Family Thrift Shop, where creativity meets community. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 10 to 4.
Hi, my name is Liz Perkins, RCHS co-principal. Although teens and young adults are becoming more independent, you still serve an important role in keeping them safe and healthy. Most addictions start in adolescence, a critical part of brain development. Young people need to know from you and our community how to make the right choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
A high of 21 today with a small chance of flurries late this afternoon and early evening. 15 tonight, Saturday 34, with southwest winds increasing 12 to 22. Saturday night, stray flurries early, then partial clearing and brisk. A low of 10 for Sunday 26 with lots of sunshine and seasonal conditions. Right now, WRCO, just a slight breeze. Shouldn't factor in too much this morning, but it's just still very cold. We've been as low as negative 12. Right now, it is 11 below zero on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Good Friday morning. Today is the 24th of January.
Waking up in my college dorm. Yeah, my life, it was pretty normal. Looking for a date to the spring formal. Wasn't worried about nothing else, no. Majoring in undecided notes. Songs I was writing, never dreamed anybody else would like them. Now they're sitting on a Walmart shelf. Ain't it funny how life changes? You wake up, ain't nothing the same. And life changes. You can't stop it, just hop on the train. You never know what's gonna
said I do, but everybody else said, man, you're 22, what you trying to prove? Hey, why don't you wait? Cause I've been waiting on her since the second grade, yeah. And now she got her own set of fans, got a blue check mark by her Instagram, and I wrote a little song about holding her hand, and now everybody wanna die happy, man. Funny how life changes, you wake up, ain't nothing the same, and life changes, you can't stop it, just hop on the train, and you never know what's gonna happen, you make your plans and you got laughs, and life changes, yes it does, and I wouldn't change it for the world. I told my daddy and mama, you're gonna have a grandkid.
Yep.
From Uganda, that's right, we're adopting. And she is the cutest little girl that you ever seen. While I was wrapping my head around being a dad, a bigger wrench got thrown in the plans we thought we had. Now there's Willow and sweet Ada James, that's two under two. Now hey, what can I say?
Ain't it funny how life changes? You wake up, ain't nothing the same. And life changes, you can't stop it, just hop on the train, and you never know what's gonna happen. You make your plans and you got laughing. Life changes, and I wouldn't change it for the world.
Thomas Rhett on WRCO today celebrates Edie's Pie. I didn't know what that was. I had to look it up. Formerly known as Eskimo Pie, America's first chocolate-covered ice cream bar. So today we celebrate and recognize that. It's also Global Belly Laugh Day, Macintosh Computer, and Beer Can Appreciation Day. Years ago, and I was just a wee knee, I thought I was going to get into collecting those. And then somebody threw them away or put them in the recycling. I don't know if we recycled then or not, but nonetheless, they disappeared. My prized possession was a Billy beer can. Billy Carter had his own beer. National Just Do It Day. It's also National Compliment Day. And it's National Peanut Butter Day. Oof, I love that peanut butter, no doubt about it. Throw it in my oatmeal when I get a chance. Here's John Party and Last Night Lonely on WRCO.
Yeah, this could be your last drink from a stranger in a bar. The last time that you're dancing in unfamiliar arms. Yeah, this could be your last first kiss if we do this thing right. Your last time alone beneath neon lights. It could be your last night coming in here drinking all night. First name that's ever been worth asking. Yeah, you could be the last phone number I write down on a napkin. Yeah, you could be the last girl that I take back home to mama. The last time that we're talked about in this small town drama. It's gonna be the last night coming in here drinking all by yourself. The last time giving your heart away to someone. Girl, tonight might be your last night lonely. It could be your
trip down a dirt road. Made homemade wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and I want to trade her ride. He said, I got what you need, son, as we step down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. We were sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You stayed over there close as we drove down to the lake road. Watched the sun fade in that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. Oh, there might be a little dust on the bottom.
David Lee Murphy, oh, the old wise one from high on the top of Pea Ridge, is coming up here in just a little bit. Plus, birthdays and anniversaries, regular features for your Friday morning. I wish I had better temperature news. It's 11 below zero at 7:20.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating undertakes all aspects of plumbing and heating. All our work is completed to the highest standards, and we aim to get 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services that include water softeners, water heaters, septics and water systems, kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. We have a crew that specializes in bathroom remodels. From planning to installing, however large or small your project is, we can accommodate. We understand heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, but cost is always a worry. As an experienced troubleshooter, diagnosing the problem and coming up with the lowest cost but most reliable solution will always be our priority. Call our office today to schedule a service, 647-6345, or visit us at WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Attention meat lovers! Richland Locker is serving up unbeatable deals you don't want to miss. Get whole, no-roll ribeyes for just $9.98 a pound, or grab family-packed steaks at $11.98 a pound. Planning a barbecue? Snag a 3-pound bag of mouth-watering barbecue pulled pork for only $6 a pound. And from the deli, indulge in baby Swiss for just $5.98 a pound, or sliced deli ham for only $3.98 a pound. Delicious deals await at Richland Locker. Hurry in today and stock up on these amazing offers.
Did you know that cervical cancer is the fourth most common cancer for women? The HPV vaccine is one of the best ways to protect against cervical cancer, especially when combined with HPV screenings and regular exams. Talk to your primary care provider or the Richland Hospital and Clinic's gynecology team to help you understand your risks, health needs, and more about preventative measures.
It's Friday's Roundup with Phil and Hank. Total nonsense, a weekend outlook, dumbest criminals, facts about anything and nothing, and leftovers from the week. Just like that sandwich from Tuesday on Hank's desk, it's a little stale, but you'll probably eat it anyway. Today's Roundup is brought to you by the great folks at Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut 'em out. Ride 'em in. Cut 'em out. Ride 'em in rawhide.
Rawhide. Oh boy. How's everybody doing today?
Oh, that a boy. Yes, yes.
There's Hank riding in on his horse. Oh.
Yeehaw.
Now he's coming in on a helicopter.
Oh my God. You are not right.
Thank you.
Head.
Thank you.
How you doing, young man?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful.
Good. You had a great ball game last night.
We did have a good ball game. Absolutely.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Yeah.
That is,
One point game.
Hey, I listened to the whole second half on the way home.
Right. I've had two close games this week.
Yeah, you have.
And there for a while, I didn't have any close games.
Yep.
So.
Yep, so.
But you beat me home by a long ways last
night.
Not
a lot. Maybe 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, okay.
So you said I stink, and I said, no, I'm already showered. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, when you said you were beating me home, I said, you stink, man.
Well,
you know?
It was very hurtful, Phil.
Especially when you're going a long ways. How many miles did you travel from Boston?
What was it, 59 miles?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. You're an hour away, and you beat me home.
Yeah, hour and 5 minutes.
Yeah, crazy. Well, today is National Compliment Day.
You look really, really nice today, Phil.
It's a day for people to focus on the positive and appreciate others. There you go.
Yeah. You look really, really nice. And you know what? It's even better when you leave.
Yeah, thank you.
You know what? There you go.
Have you lost weight?
Not really.
Okay. Well, I'm just
my goal is still going on for...
Really?
Yes.
It's seafood diet?
No, I try to be careful. But the problem is, because I don't eat nothing until like 3:30.
Yep, I know.
And then boom. Then you eat your... maximum of 6,000 calories a day, and you move on.
Eat your weight. Boy, we'll have to have an intervention. I think Ty Mulholland's coming into the morning show another month or something.
Really?
Like that. So we'll have to have an intervention.
I'm going to be sick that day.
See what she thinks of the all-you-can-eat diet.
Yeah, she will say no, Henry.
I'm sure she probably will, but... Oh, well.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, when she comes in, we always shut the break room door because...
And the offices and everything else.
Yeah. taco Doritos or
we
whatever.
We put a blinder on her, so please go straight back there. Don't look at anything. But
so inquiring minds want to know, Hank. I had a caller earlier today. They said, ask that that wise feller that's on with you in the morning. And I said, who?
Who?
And But they have not seen cardinals this
really?
Year. The birds, the cardinals. And so I was going to say... I didn't, you know, I'm going to beat you to the punch when I say, where are the Cardinals at? You'd say St. Louis. So I'm going to beat you to the punch. That's, you know.
They're in Arizona.
Yeah. But, oh, yeah, that's true. I didn't beat you to the punch there. But nonetheless, yeah, they said that they haven't been seeing Cardinals this year.
So. I haven't either.
Did they stop in Boscobel?
They haven't stopped and seen me.
Huh. Interesting.
I usually feed them pretzels.
Do you?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
They're old. Maybe they're boycotting me.
Maybe they are. Huh. Well, if you're serving them pretzels, you got to put out some Coca-Cola or something too, because it probably gets a little. I mean, Coca-Cola.
I tell you what, I'm gonna tell you. This is what you do: you go down to Chet's Feed and Seed,
yeah,
and ask them, "We need cardinal food," and they will set you up, and you will have cardinals.
Cardinals food. So that's cardinal what it's, food. That's what it's gonna take. Yeah. Okay.
Like this weekend, I mean. I would have chips and dip and stuff for cardinal food.
For cardinals?
Yeah. But, oh, Chet's will get you going down there.
Chips and dip.
Uh-huh. Chips and dip, yeah. Did I tell you my moles are back?
You better get them checked with a doctor. Yes. Oh, you mean in the ground?
Yes. Yeah, but not those moles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, those are back, too. But yeah, they hit me real right before the frost.
How can they be digging now?
They're not digging now.
Well, what are they doing?
I don't know what they're doing. But
how do you know they're back then?
Because I've just found tunnels in my yard, and I can't, you know, I can't destroy them.
No. Uh-uh.
So, but I found there's 8 tunnels in my yard.
8 tunnels?
8 tunnels.
Wow.
They are going down again.
They must have tunneled out of the prison.
I am going. Or the school.
Yeah, I suppose it could have been. Right?
But they're going down.
They're so going down.
I don't know how I'm going to do it, but they're back.
Henry Bray versus the Moles.
Again,
2025.
Year two.
It's a smackdown in basketball.
I tell you what.
Huh. Wow.
And I try to take care of my yard, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just like, they don't care.
You'd need a jackhammer to get down the ground now, I would think. The frost
if
going.
I could kill them?
Yeah.
Do they hibernate?
Well, they just go deeper, I think. I don't know.
I wonder if a guy could drill a hole in there, pour some gas in there. And
oh, boy, that's not economically friendly, I don't think. But whatever, Hank.
I would hate to have my house go kabooey.
Yeah, exactly. Trying to get rid of the moles. It reminds me of Caddyshack.
Yeah,
and Bill Murray's character trying to get rid of Mr. Gopher.
Yes.
You know? And he eventually uses dynamite and blows up the whole course. And then Mr. Gopher's dancing in the end of the movie. Didn't even faze him. So
I think they laugh at me in my yard.
I think so, too. Yeah,
because I've bought new traps. I mean,
uh-huh.
I've put chewing gum. Yeah. I've put Irish Springs. Yeah,
Irish Spring soap?
Yeah, they don't care.
Manly, yes, but I like it, too.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But and then coffee grounds.
Coffee grounds.
Yeah, they don't care.
They're probably making coffee right now.
Hey, thanks, Hank.
Thanks, Hank. Giggling.
We'll see you in the spring.
If we could drill down there and put a microphone down there, I'd like to hear
you
what
you would love to hear how those.
Speaking about.
Yeah. I wouldn't.
Look at that stupid trap.
Yeah. God, he's a dummy.
Yeah, what do you do?
Yeah, what,
man,
you know,
what is what? It? But they say that they're for reasons because of grub worms, right?
I've killed them. I thought I did.
Well, you must not have. I don't know. Either that or they're there for coffee and, you know, maybe they...
Chewing gum.
Chewing gum.
Chewing gum.
Maybe they need a little gas for their
exactly.
Mole car.
Mole car. I tell you what.
What do you do, Hank?
I don't know what you do. I don't know, but...
That's too bad. I don't even worry about mine. I mean, I just like... I'm figuring they're aerating the soil for me.
No, I do not like them.
Don't you?
No.
Yeah, I don't worry so much about it.
No.
I mean, if I step in one and break my ankle or something, then maybe I will. But
you think?
Probably.
Yeah.
I'll be mad.
Yeah.
Nonetheless. So. What else do you know? I think you're supposed to give us some insight.
Did you know in 1963, a man in Turkey discovered a vast, lost underground city while rejuvenating his home? Rejuvenating his home?
I wonder if he was going after moles and he found this.
That's what I'm thinking.
City. Yeah, it could have been.
Yeah, that's what.
A man in Turkey. They didn't say it was a turkey in Boscobel. So
same thing. Did you know the game of cricket originated in Belgium?
Did not know
not
that.
England?
No.
Yeah.
Did not know that. That's interesting, Hank. It's amazing, you know this stuff off the top of your head.
It's crazy that. NASA stopped painting the fuel tank on the space shuttle because the white paint added about 6,000 pounds to its weight.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Not 600 pounds, I'm sorry.
Yeah, 600, but still.
600 pounds is a lot of paint.
Sometimes I remember the Apollo rockets when they would blast off, that they would show the paint, you know, like shrouding off as it was going up, like and coming off.
So. Yeah, but you know, but talk about someone's lost his job over that.
I suppose. Yeah.
Did you know in Russia, smiling for no reason is frowned upon?
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a sign of stupidity.
Really? Smiling for no reason is a sign of stupidity?
Yeah, in Russia.
Oh, boy. Yeah. And I wouldn't fit in very well.
I'm stupidity all over the place.
Village idiot right
I'm
there.
I'm sure someone else is here. She already broke her computer this morning.
Yeah, what
she
else?
Didn't. I didn't break it.
I think she did.
It was broken when I got here.
We'll give you equal time.
Well, a horticulturist from Mascade called. He heard you guys talking about your mole problem.
His mole problem.
Your mole problem.
Yeah.
He said what you do is you stick a screwdriver in the hole and stuff mothballs down it. He says they'll evacuate quickly.
Really? Huh. Well, there you go.
Well, you know, mothballs keep mice away when you store things, so.
That's what they say.
It hasn't worked with you.
Huh.
We've put mothballs in the back door when she comes in. She's still here.
Have my permission to smack him there if you want to. So
anyway, and where are you at tonight?
I'm in Dodgeville.
Oh,
tonight.
Good for you. I'm over by you. I would be in the big town over. I don't know what it's called anymore. So I think it's Darlington.
Better know where you're going before you start out.
I have done that before.
I have too. I've been going to a game and all of a sudden, like, wait a minute.
Why am I going this way?
Why am I going this way?
Yeah.
But
why am I going to Utter Brothers when I'm supposed to be going to Dodgeville?
True.
You know what I mean?
Well, that'd be a good stop to make before.
Oh, yeah, without question it would be. So anyway, buddy, I hope everybody. And you know what? And you failed at the weather again yesterday.
I'm just saying.
People are blaming Phil Nee for the weather.
It's only like, they're only like 15 degrees off, I think.
So why don't we just say, you know what? Tomorrow, look for the highs of 54, sunny.
Ooh.
You know?
If only.
Well, we can say it. It ain't going to happen, but have a good day. Be kind.
Say hello to your moles. Okay?
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Our personal service includes savings. Hi, this is Juliet State Farm. We're always looking for ways to bring you more value and convenience. That includes opportunities to save. For example, a savings may be available to those who choose to bundle a State Farm auto policy with a homeowner's policy. Lower premiums may apply if you have a new home or an older home with completely updated utility systems. Let's talk about the homeowner's insurance choices that make sense for you today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
Want to test drive nationwide 5G coverage with U.S. Cellular?
Sure.
Download the U.S. Cellular Try Us app. Want to test drive U.S. Cellular even faster? Just get a race car driver to be your personal chauffeur.
Just let me buckle my...
Whoa!
Hey, my calls and data work great out here.
Test drive U.S. Cellular's nationwide 5G coverage free for 30 days.
You can pull over now, please.
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com/try us.
Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, where quality and trust meet the road. We deliver high-quality repairs with a personal touch, making sure your vehicle gets the attention it deserves. Plus, we provide free loaners to keep you on the go. Our reputation for excellence is built on years of dedicated service. Join our satisfied customers and experience the Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists difference. Visit us today and drive away with peace of mind. Call us at 608-375-4434 or stop by on Elm Street in Boscobel.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsboro Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Iconic moment this day in 1984, Apple Computer introduced the Macintosh personal computer for sale in the United States, 1984. The American Shuttle Discovery began a secret mission, a military spy satellite, 1985. 1995, live coverage of the O.J. Simpson trial began. Daytime network soap operas were preempted for almost 9 months. Birthdays and anniversaries are up next, sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday. Well, this is a belated wish to Mr. Michael Hernan from Grandma Donna and Joe. Have an amazing birthday, an amazing 19th year for Michael Hernan. Have a great day. We enjoyed having him as our game board op last night here on his birthday. Happy birthday wishes to Adeline Wirtz from St. Mary's School. And Adeline Wirtz, happy 14th. We love you so much and hope you have a wonderful day. Love from Mom, Dad, Cameron, and Ellie. Also to a young fellow up there in Lloyd, Dwayne Lee, with a birthday today. Have a great day there at the top of where the Willow Creek flows. Have a great day, Dwayne. If you see him working hard at Chet's, be sure to say happy birthday. To Haley Jo Davison from Lori and the Guys, happy birthday. Cody Luck from Five Points Lutheran, and Sarah Ann Jones from Uncle Jay and Aunt Linda. Also to Don Meese, happy birthday to the number one farmer on the Avoca Ridge, Don Meese, with love from the Meese family. To Casey Williamson today, so thankful and proud of you, and with much love from Mom. Claire Hying, all the best from Grandpa and Grandma Hying. To Linda Cannon from Old Bag 18101. Neil Zolick from the Twin Bluffs Fan Club. Happy birthday to Grandpa Dan Broker. Have a great day. We love you from Kaylee, Aiden, Landon, and Ashton. To Jeff Vandenberg, have a great day from Pops and Mary Jane. Have a happy birthday, Jeff. And Richland Center United Methodist Church sending his wishes for Trey Schneider's birthday. Happy birthday, Shauna Anderson from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. To Tracy Ladd, Chris McGough, and Mark Phillips, along with Rob Richards from Bloom City Town Crier. Happy birthday, Marge Willis from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. And Marge Willis from Mom. Have a great birthday. Happy birthday from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions to Cody Clark,
Katie Farness, Trevor Johnson, Don Meese, and Sean Urbach. Richland Center Lions Club with wishes today for Ed Marshall, Claire Clary, also Grace Ruland, Sean Urbach, Raven Nimix, and Adeline Wirtz, Cody Clark, Kelly Ryan, Marla Smith, Logan Sharp, Terry Mulholland, and Dwayne Lee. One of our great listeners, Lillian Cockcroft, has a birthday today. Happy 78 years young from all of your kids, grandkids, and great-grandkids. Best wishes, Lil, and happy anniversary today to John and Cheryl McNerlin from Willow Valley United Methodist Church.
If you just heard you're someone's name on the birthday list, I want to talk to you today. Hi, this is Amanda at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and I promise I can make this year's birthday extra memorable. We are Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a few reasons. We have the largest selection of perfect jewelry for all taste. We treat every customer like family. We compete with any competition with the fairest prices, and we have the best smiles. Shop J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Well, lots of stuff still to come here this morning on WRCO Radio. We'll have our update on sports scores. We'll take a look at a Milwaukee Bucks win last night. They were snowed in New Orleans for 3 days. They were snowed in so much, so long that I guess they kind of were mingling with the hotel staff and, you know, kind of made friends there. I mean, what else you do? And then flew home. They delayed the start of the Bucks game in Milwaukee last night because the Bucks were late arriving. So they got back to town 3 hours before the game and then played it against Miami and scored the win last night. But Mike Clemens will stop by to talk Wisconsin sports, as he does on Fridays, and that's a good time. So we'll have to ask him about that during our update next hour. And then regular features, a Paul Harvey rest of the story, and a brand new country on Fresh from the Country. Joanna has the news coming up. We have time for a short song this morning. Here we go. That was Kenny Price. I'm Phil Nee. We hope you have a great day here at WRCO Radio. It is 10 degrees below zero.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
Good morning. It is a sunny 11 degrees below zero in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town and Country TV and Appliance, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Jones Chevrolet. Cool today with morning sunshine, then clouds pushing in. Small chance of flurries in the late afternoon with a high of 21. Tonight, mostly cloudy with some flurries possible, a low of 15. After a low of 12 below, it's 11 below in Richland Center.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Heading south to help Houston dig out of freak snowstorm. Milwaukee area snow removal company Weber Landscaping sent 16 men in 8 trucks on a 20-hour trip to Texas Sunday morning to help the Gulf Coast community clear 3 to 5 inches of snow. In addition to bringing down the trucks and skid loaders to remove the snow for several Houston businesses, the Wisconsinites also had to bring their own salt and fuel. The State of the State address by Governor Evers Wednesday got emotional. Lisa Hale has the story.
Governor Tony Evers delivered the State of the State address in Madison Wednesday night. Among his pleas for bipartisan action to make 2025 the year of the kid and pass gun reform measures, the governor got emotional and personal while discussing mental health and suicide prevention measures.
If you talk to someone whose loved one died by suicide, many will tell you that their loss was not a foregone conclusion. That maybe, just maybe, if the person they loved had just made it through one more dark night to see with certainty that the sun would rise again, things could have ended up differently. Tonight, I am asking this legislature to give the family and the next one and the family after that hope for that same opportunity.
Evers said in 2022, Wisconsin had 932 deaths by suicide, and 60% of those involved a firearm. He asked the legislature to restore the 48-hour waiting period for gun purchases in Wisconsin, and he introduced the Self-Assigned Firearm Exclusion Program, or SAFE. This is a program that would allow residents to voluntarily register to temporarily prevent themselves from purchasing firearms. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development reports new record high employment during December 2024, according to preliminary estimates from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. This total, 3,076,500 employed, is the 8th consecutive monthly record for state employment. Preliminary employment estimates for December 2024 showed Wisconsin's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate ticked up to 3%, which is 1.1 percentage points below the national unemployment rate of 4.1%. The state's labor force participation rate increased to 65.9% in December, while the national rate stayed at 62.5%. Congressman Glenn Grothman hasn't been back to his district office in Fond du Lac since an arson suspect set fire to the building early last Sunday morning. The 6th District Republican says he's grateful to those who reported it and Fond du Lac police and firefighters for their quick response.
Because the fire was behind the strip mall, it easily could have gone on for 15 minutes, a half hour before anybody saw it, in which case there would have been real damage. But they were able to report it to the police on a timely fashion. The police and fire department came out there and put it out very quickly.
The 19-year-old Menasha man suspected of setting the fire allegedly told police he did it because he wasn't happy that the congressman voted yes for a ban on TikTok. Grothman says, ironically, a day later, President Trump put a stop to the ban after he was sworn into office.
He would have waited a couple days. He would have got his TikTok back, and now he's stuck with a felony charge. So kind of an unusual situation that he hung around, and the police were able to arrest him right there. It's not like he ran away. He apparently told people that he started it.
Grothman says he's glad no one was injured fighting the fire or in the office at the time that it happened. The annual Making a Difference Award, sponsored by Richland Rejuvenates and WRCO, will be presented at the annual banquet Sunday night at the Phoenix Center Banquet Hall in the Richland Center. Richland Rejuvenates' Mick Cosgrove is excited for everyone to come together and honor this year's recipients and celebrate what makes Richland County great.
Every year, you know, there's so many people that are
so deserving to receive these awards, and it's very difficult, I know, for our selection committee to have to sort through those and try to narrow it down to one in each category. But the good news is there's always a backup list for another year, because there's so many that just continue year after year to do great things in our community.
Nominations are brought forward by members of the community.
It's the people in the community that actually come in contact with these people that are making a difference. We can sit, and there's those that we can obviously see on the front end, but for the most part, a lot of times, these recipients are people that are just quietly doing what they do and making a real difference in the greater Richland community.
You are invited to join this year's recipients as they receive their awards.
We hope that there's someone there that you might want to come out. Tickets are available. You can get tickets at Napa Auto, Ameriprise offices, or Christie Sunnyside, or you can call 604-7022. That's my number, and it will arrange to have tickets for you. They're $20. It's at the Phoenix Center. It's a really great dinner. It's chicken and roast beef, mashed potatoes and gravy, vegetables, salad. Dessert will be coming from Christie Sunnyside, so it'll be a great meal and a great opportunity to join together as a community and say thanks to these well-deserving people.
Social time begins at 5:30, with dinner being served at 6:30, followed by the awards ceremony. A shakeup in TV weather coverage will impact stations in Wisconsin. Allen Media Group, which owns four local news stations in Wisconsin, is laying off or reassigning all of its meteorologists in 21 markets across the country, replacing them with national reports from the Weather Channel based in Atlanta, which Allen Media acquired in 2018. The announcement is being criticized over how it would impact severe weather coverage and the loss of off meteorologists with strong connections to their local communities. The action will affect 10 meteorologists at Allen's Wisconsin stations, three each at WKOW in Madison and WAOW in Wausau, and two each at WXOW in La Crosse and WQOW in Eau Claire. The end of an era for Master Lock. Less than a year after parent company Fortune Brands closed its manufacturing facility in Milwaukee, comes word that the company will relocate Master Lock corporate headquarters from Oak Creek to the Chicago suburb of Deerfield. More than 100 employees will be impacted, a spokesperson said. Those who chose not to move will be given at least a 90-day notice of their last day of work. About 325 people lost their jobs when the Milwaukee plant closed last March. Oak Creek Mayor Dan Buckowitz said the city hopes to attract future businesses to the vacant headquarters. Milwaukee County Exec David Crowley said he's deeply disappointed by the decision to end Master Lock's century-old presence in the community. Daryl Brooks is now serving his prison sentence outside of Wisconsin. Brooks was the man behind the wheel of an SUV that ran into the Waukesha Christmas Parade in November of 2022. The attack killed six people and injured dozens more. Brooks was given a life sentence after a jury convicted him on 76 charges connected to the attack. Wisconsin corrections officials say Brooks was moved out of state on January 13th, but won't share any more information about the move due to security concerns. A former Wausau resident will be tried for child sex charges in Marathon County Court. 48-year-old Chu Yang is accused of forcing a child to have sex with him on multiple occasions dating back as far as 2008, when he was dating the child's mother. On Wednesday, a judge scheduled a three-day trial between October 27th and 29th with a pretrial conference in April. He's pled not guilty to the charges, but if found guilty at trial, he faces decades in prison. The 48-year-old is free on bond with several conditions, including a no-contact order against the victim and their family. He's also surrendered his passport. Yang currently lists a Minneapolis address.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We have everything you need for all your snow blowing and shoveling needs this winter. Gas and electric snow blowers, single or two stage. Plus we have shovels, ice melt, and Carhartt and Milwaukee clothing to keep you warm while you're playing in the snow. We carry all these and many other products in both our Muscadet and Richland Center stores. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Today is Friday, January 24th. Coletta Catherine Munns, 97, of Avoca Highland, died last Friday at Crest Ridge Assisted Living in Dodgeville. A funeral mass will be held Friday at noon at St. Anthony's and Philip Catholic Church Highland. Burial will be in St. Anthony's Cemetery Highland following the mass. Friends may call at the church today before the service from 9 until 11:45. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions may be made to St. Anthony and Philip Catholic Church or the Highland Fire Department EMS. The McGuire Peterson Hauk Funeral Home is assisting the family of Coletta Catherine Munns, 97, of Avoca Highland. Robert S. Murphy, 88, of Spring Green, died Tuesday at Sauk Prairie Health Care in Prairie du Sac. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. A burial service will take place at St. John the Baptist Mill Creek Church and St. Barnabas Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9:30 until the time of mass at 11. A luncheon after mass will be held at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, followed by a celebration of life at Wisconsin Riverside. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Robert S. Murphy, 88, of Spring Green. Stephen A. Aris, 75, of Boscobel, died Sunday. A gathering celebration will be held Saturday beginning at noon at Homogen's in Mount Hope. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Stephen A. Aris, 75, of Boscobel. Jacob Gerald Crook, 24, of Muscadet, formerly of Richland Center, died Monday as the result of an automobile accident. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 until 4 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Oak Hooch Mountain Humane Society. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Jacob Crook, 24, of Muscadet, formerly of Richland Center. Rose Lee Bodendine, 78, of Loretto Ridge, died suddenly Saturday. A funeral mass will be held at noon Tuesday at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Loretto. Burial will be held at Our Lady of the Field Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the church Tuesday from 10 until 11:45. A rosary will be prayed before Mass at 11:45. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Patrick's Catholic Church, Loretto. The Farber Funeral Home, Reedsburg, is assisting the family of Rose Lee Bodendine, 78, of Loretto Ridge. Lionel Albert Baxter, 101, of Avoca, died Wednesday. A funeral service will be held Saturday, April 26th at 11 o'clock at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday, April 26th from 9 until 11. Graveside military rites will be held at the Richland Center Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Avoca Fire EMT Department and the Frank O'Brien Legion Post. Lionel Albert Baxter, 101, of Avoca. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Savannah Beach and Aaron Tierney had a son, Memphis Matthew Duane.
It's the 15th annual Groundhog Day celebration now through February 1st at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. Will we see six more weeks of winter? It doesn't matter because we're rolling out fantastic savings that will leave you springing for joy. We have over 80 pre-owned and program vehicles to choose from. See our website at joneschev.com and see the inventory with over 70 new Chevrolets, including the Silverado and all new Chevy Equinox. Groundhog Day at Jones Chevrolet, your Chevy truck headquarters, Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by The Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, craft and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. President Trump's nominee for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, supported by nearly all Republican senators. He faces a confirmation vote tonight. ABC's Rachel Scott on Capitol Hill on some GOP resistance.
Hegseth can only afford to lose three Republican senators. Murkowski and Collins make two. We're also going to be watching Senator Mitch McConnell tonight. He could be a wild card in all of this. But either way, Republican leadership is very confident he has the vote.
Troops have arrived at the southern border as President Trump cracks down on immigration. Hundreds of migrants have been arrested in cities across the country. Also caught in the dragnet, American citizens, including a U.S. veteran in Newark, New Jersey. But a judge has temporarily blocked Trump's order ending birthright citizenship. Mr. Trump expected to visit Los Angeles.